Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Harris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey Harris. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney takes first base on ball four. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack takes first base on ball four. Hemsley moves to second. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Mack moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels strikes out. One out. Jim Bagby pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Hash now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boudreaux hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Feller scores. One out. It's 6-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heath for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hash fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Nonnenkamp pinch hits for Herb Hash. Red Nonnenkamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nonnenkamp strikes out. There goes Tabor. The throw from Hemsley to second, and Tabor is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller now pitching. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Feller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Feller moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heath strikes out. There goes Bell. The throw from Desodles to Cronin, and Bell is out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Feller bunts towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mack moves to third. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Fritz Ostermueller. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finney bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Wagner now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. DeSotil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.